نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد العلي العظم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي وصحابي وبارك وسلم. أما
Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah. It is Allah's millions of times over we are grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us given us such azim, such great ni'mas and grace and blessings, such moments full of blessings and beauty. And normally it's Allah's grace and mercy and blessings every Friday night that we, in one place, we assemble together, we gather together, and we get the tawfiq ability to do dhikr. But today, alhamdulillah, it is not just the great night of Jummah tonight, rather, on top of that, such a great night it is. This is the night of Arafah. In other words, tonight, this night is that night that tomorrow is the day of Arafah. This is the night preceding it. And in the plain of Arafat, those people who will go and stay there, wukuf, and be present in Arafat tomorrow, then he will be a haji. He will be termed a haji. This is such an ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has made fard compulsory on every ummati, just like salah is fard and zakah is fard. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has selected a place, a plane. And imagine the barakat that are present there in Arafat. If we see, there's nothing there, just dust and a small sort of hill. But so these obviously are external eyes and vision. But if Allah gives you the eyesight of the batin, spiritually, internally, then on the physical earth, then it's such a beautiful plane that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us. There's a whole history with regards to the plane of Arafat. So that portion of earth, that place, Allah Ta'ala likes it so much, that Allah Ta'ala says that any individual, doesn't matter how sinful he is, how many sins he has accumulated, how many sins he has to his name, if he arrives to Arafat and does wukuf for a small moment in time and he stays there on that day, then Allah says, I forgive all of his sins. So these are the things that Allah Ta'ala has preferred and liked. These are His ni'mas. Everyone, Allah knows His hikmas, His wisdom. Our brain cannot understand. But what we need to do is just accept. Amanna wa sadaqana. Allah, we hear, we accept. We accept. No excuses, no criticism, challenging, thinking, analyzing. Don't do these things. Just whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, it's His hikmah. That land, that earth, why is it so valuable, precious and sacred? Why is other parts of the world not sacred? Why is this day great? Why the day is not great? Why is this night great? Why are the nights not great? We don't know why. All we know is Allah Ta'ala stated it, that's it, it's happened. Allah said, it's like this. May Allah give us all iman and faith and certainty. Like, this is iman. This is the definition of iman. This is the definition of faith. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, we accept it. The human being accepts it, believes in it. That's it. Amana wa sadaqna. We hear, we believe. We believe. Why do you believe? Why do you accept? We accept because Allah said that and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. End of story. We don't care about anything else. So Allah Ta'ala said that the plain of Arafat is such a great place, as a Jabir radiallahu anhu stated, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about this day of Arafat, that there's no greater day than this, the day of Arafah. There's no greater day than the day of Arafah and being in the plain of Arafah. And it's stated that there's no greater day than this in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives freedom to people who are destined to hell. So Allah ta'ala, may He give us success as well. What a fantastic preparation Allah has made for forgiveness. Millions of times over, we're grateful to Allah has given us life today. Just a few hours ago, if we died, we wouldn't get this reward. We would not have attained these moments. Allah's azeem fazl, He's given us a great gift that He's given us a tool, a way, a method to be free from hell. We are sinful. So many sins. What amal do we have to our name? Nothing. We have no deeds. But such opportunities we have that if we respect them, we have manners for them, we show adab for them, these opportunities, we accept them, and we are grateful for them, these opportunities, then Allah will forgive that human being. Subhanallah, who is there to stop Allah from forgiving? Who can stop Allah from forgiving? So this is Arafah, the day of Arafah, the plain of Arafah, the greatest day. In the hadith is stated that this is such a great day, the day of Arafah, that Allah's rahmah, His mercy, He looks at the people with His special mercy on this day. And what is Allah's glance of mercy? It will be a special, illustrious sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special glance that Allah ta'ala looks at the people on this day. And due to the sadaqah of Allah's rahmah and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everybody. He forgives everybody. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he's such a great companion that he asked a very good question and he's given success to all of us. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's such a great piece of news that is this just for the people who will go to Arafat? Because not everybody physically can go to Arafat. We are sat here in Bolton. We can't arrive there. We can't reach there. So will these rewards be only for those people who go to Arafat? So what a great question that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this situation and forgiveness is only for those people who go to Arafat on Hajj at this moment in time. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, subhanAllah, that no, it's not just for those. Rather, whoever, wherever he is, that if he has a little bit of iman at that time, Allah will forgive that person. Subhanallah. Wherever he is. So this is, I think, a statement of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that the moments of the day of Arafah are so great. So great are the moments of the day of Arafah. They're extremely grateful. We should be so much grateful to Allah on this day. That's why I say it's the day of Eid as well. That the next day is the day of happiness. After the day of Arafah, that Allah has given us such a great day for a mu'min, a believer. The greatest day, the greatest success is this day. The day of Arafah. Then the world, we look at success. Who's most successful in the world? We look, if you got status in the world and titles. And the status of the dunya, you know better. I can't tell you. You know better than me. That he's got this. Oh, yaar, he's a big shot. Yaar, he's got this and that. To his name, he's got assets, he's got property, he's got big status, he's a big shot, he's reached, he's attained, he's got this, that man, he's got this and that, we say. So Allah Ta'ala's status is different. His recognition is different. The greatest, the most fortunate, the greatest human being is that person, subhanAllah, that when he leaves this world forgiven by Allah. Allah says, I've forgiven that person. Yes, he is the greatest person. He is the best person. He is the big shot that he has earned the luggage of forgiveness. So today, that the best human being, the best mu'min will be that person who on this day of Arafah, he seeks and gains forgiveness from Allah. He gains that forgiveness. So millions of times over, Allah's grace and His mercy to us, that I've expressed some words, may Allah accept these words. That Allah has given us the tawfiq to sit in this great night. And this is the night preceding the great day of Arafah. Because you know the day of Barakah, because tomorrow is Jummah. But today, tonight, the Barakah of Jummah is coming now. So this is the night of Jummah as well. So tomorrow is Arafah. And this is the night of Arafah. And today people are in Mina, mashallah. Look at the enjoyment in Mina. All the people are there. They're getting ready to depart Mina in the morning to go to Arafah. And so in a few hours, that work will start. So at the moment, this is the barakat of Mina tonight. This is the night of the barakat of Arafat. Close your eyes and just think that you are also with those hajis and getting all of those mercies. Subhanallah. Because insan, human being, we cannot always go physically with your body, but spiritually with your ruh, you can also travel. When you travel with the ruh, that is a very enjoyable journey. Sometimes it occurs that with the body, you are lost. and you don't have the ruh. Sometimes so you can't see the Kaaba, you can't see the holy fence, the Rosa Mubarak, and then he subhanallah experience those things, comes back. Some people, they can't physically arrive, their body doesn't go, but their ruh is there physically. Their ruh. And they are getting more enjoyment than the person who's physically there, but his ruh is not there. So may Allah Ta'ala spiritually allow us to experience may us physically as well. That may our ruh also benefit. So Allah's karam. And on top of that, another great mercy of Allah, especially with us, due to the sadaqah of our pious predecessors, and this is the sadaqah of my Shaykh, due to his blessings, that such a night is not just restricted to him. But Allah Ta'ala is making us do that amal, that action, such a great action Allah is enabling us to do, that indeed due to, as I said last time, that this is the soul of the whole of Dhul Hijjah. This is the soul, this action. This is the life of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah is making us do that action, which is the life of Dhul-Hijjah. What a great piece of news is stated in the hadith about this amal, this action we're about to do. That whichever individual in these days, in these nights of Dhul-Hijjah, does my dhikr, Allah says, then he is given the good news of Jannah, paradise. Allahu Akbar. And another good piece of news we've attained today then. That in this night of Arafah, on the night of Jummah, the night of Arafah and Dhul-Hijjah, Allah has given us the tawfiq to do his dhikr. And very few people in this world have got the tawfiq to do. So maybe they got the night of Arafah. That's good. But we should at least know how to spend this night. And the way to spend this night, Allah says, is to do my dhikr. Allah says, remember, we've got the night of Arafah, we've got the night of Jummah, we've got the masjid, the house of Allah, about which Allah Ta'ala says that the masjid, only those people will come to the masjid who are muttaqis. Remember this as well. This is the house of the muttaqi people, Allah's house. Only those people come to Allah's house who are muttaqi, fearful of Allah. And the hadith is stated that don't be stingy. Every salah, go and pray your salah in the masjid. Try to pray. It's a very great piece of news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. Allah says, some people say it's hot, I'm at my shop, salah time. No, no, look for the masjid at salah time. There's no salah that we should pray. Allah Ta'ala has given you health and ability, that no human being, he's got no sharia restriction, then he should never leave the masjid. Greatest day, the person who's wasting his time, the person who's wasting his time most of all in the day is he who does not go to the masjid to pray salah. In the hadith is stated, the person who goes to the masjid to pray salah, Allah Ta'ala allows rahmah to descend onto him. Allah gives him the path to benefit. And in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him to cross the bridge of sirat. And on top of that, regularly spend your time in the masjid. What does that mean? Regularly? Commonly? The faraid salah, compulsory salah, you must pray them in the masjid. In the masjid. Go to the masjid. Look at the rewards Allah Ta'ala has given just for that. So, sometimes we leave Zohar, sometimes we leave Fajr, sometimes we leave Asr, sometimes we leave Maghrib. We go to the masjid when we feel like it. No. Make your niyyah from the morning all day. Allah, give me health, give me ability. Allah, don't give me no restriction that restricts me and prevents me going to the masjid. Every second, doesn't matter what is happening, run to the masjid. So Allah has given us the tawfiq that he said the house of the muttaqis is his home, the masjid. He's seated us here. He's given us the night of Jummah. He's given us the night of Arafah, which comes once in the year. And Allah has given us this as well, the night of Arafah, the night of Jummah. And especially Allah has given us that action, that amal, in this masjid, on this night, about which Allah has given good news, that whoever does dhikr of Allah in these days of Dhul Hijjah, then for those people, the good news of paradise is a fact. So here we learn that dhikrullah is a great action, so beloved an action to Allah. That such a great night of Arafah, such great moments in this month, Allah has not mentioned any other ibadah, no other worship. And if he's mentioned anything, he says, just do my dhikr, remember me. That's it. So that when you get these nights and these moments, Allah says, it's your duty to do my dhikr. Look what will happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, this is so beloved an action, dhikr Allah to Allah, then such a great day, Allah selected the day of Arafah. Allah said, I've selected my dhikr to be done on this day. Allah says, don't be negligent my dhikr. You will see that such an emotion of dhikr in these days, the day of Arafah, tomorrow, that as soon as morning hits tomorrow, it's wajib on every insan that when he prays salah, he cannot leave the masjid without doing dhikr. It's wajib. Soon as the fard is completed and jahir, loudly you have to remember Allah from tomorrow morning. So then, how can a person be safe from dhikr? Start in advance and get ready, get used to it, get habitual. Yes, Allah says, you can't leave my home. Allah says, some people don't listen. Allah said, do my dhikr, ala ula, do my dhikr. The whole Quran is full of it. Even then we deny, we don't do it. Then Allah says, okay, I'll make you do an action. In these days I want that no human being should, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that in these days I give him these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and he doesn't perform my dhikr, Allah says. Allah says that that human being that I cannot forget that person, I will not leave him. That these days he earns in his life and he, Allah says, I will never forget that person who does my dhikr morning evening. So by sitting with the walis of Allah, amazing ni'mas we turn. If I hadn't sat with my shaykh for some time in my life, I would not have learned this action. I didn't know what was dhikr morning and evening before I met my shaykh. I didn't know what was the manners, the etiquettes and the preparation. This all you learn from the sohbat, the company of the wali of Allah. All through the company of the wali of Allah. You learn this. Remember this. The whole deen of Islam, you learn from the company of the walis of Allah. That's it. You learn deen. And acceptance, I'll tell you as well. All your deeds, acceptance is hinging on the company, the sohbat of the wali of Allah. How? How you'll ask. Okay, you pray salah, you keep doing what you want. But the other person who spends time in the company of a wali Allah, his sheikh, and then he does amal after that. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? The difference is this. That the company of the wali Allah, when you sit in the company of a wali Allah, shaykh, such an nur, such an emotion comes into you, due to which your ibadat will be accepted. The Quran says, mukhlasina lahud deen is the definition of those people. Deen is that Islam in which there is ikhlas, sincerity. Salah is that salah in which there is sincerity. Hajj is that hajj in which there is sincerity, ikhlas. So where do you get ikhlas from? You can only get ikhlas from which ibadah? Worship, spending time in the company of a wali of Allah, a sheikh. So then ikhlas will come into your life. How does ikhlas come? That even if small deed you do, but it's so weighty and heavy, Allah accepts it immediately. Due to the company of the wali Allah. Even a small deed, but it's got sincerity ingrained, included. Doesn't matter how small the deed is that you're performing. So what a great barakah, the wali of Allah's company, sohbat, is amazing. And that if you learn dhikr from his company, just like I said, that we're sitting here, then I say clearly, I am grateful to my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib. I do dua for my Hazrat Sahib that Allah allow rahmah and mercy and to come unto him and elevate his darajat, due to whom today we have these majalis. How did I know what was the night of Jummah sitting there and doing dhikr of Allah? And what a great day and night we're doing dhikr of Allah. So listen carefully to what I'm saying. Listen to this reward. What a great reward. Allah Ta'ala's special reward that when people get together, such an amal which is so extremely beloved to Allah, dhikrullah, that it is higher than all amal. Allah says, wala dhikrullahi akbar. My dhikr is the greatest action. Totally unique. What's the reason? The reason is that Allah says, I like this action. I made the world for my dhikr. My remembrance. Just keep remembering me, my servant. Don't do any other action. That's why I sent the human being on the earth. If we leave dhikrullah, for which we are sent on the earth, then what is left on? What is left? So never be lazy from the dhikr of Allah. Never be ignorant from the dhikr of Allah. Shaitan will say, you're working, you don't need to do dhikr, you're all busy in the world, don't do dhikr. Doesn't matter, for everything you need to do, we need ikhlas in our deen. We need ikhlas in our practice. Even if you take the biggest note, currency, that person will accept that note if it's the genuine note. Say subhanAllah, not fake. You say, what note is this? It's 100 note. Give me some bread. He'll look at that note. 100 pound, keep to yourself. That I won't even give you 1 pound bread. He'll say, because it's fake. He'll say, it's fake. SubhanAllah. And you will take the real note, mashallah, the genuine note. Then whatever you want to, you can buy. He'll say, it doesn't matter how small or not. He said, it's real. Pick up what you can for that value. Whatever you want, buy it. So Allah Ta'ala, in His court, He wants the genuine actions. When we go, I have this salah, that salah, Allah will say, is it genuine or fake? Allah will ask. Is it genuine or fake? At that time, you'll remember the wali of Allah's company. That, oh, if only I had spent time in His company, out of the ikhlas. Allah says, may it be less, but it should be quality. Allah doesn't say, do so much ibadah, high level, this much quantity. Allah says, I don't need high quantity. All life long, just do one hajj, but just do that hajj, which is for my sake. End of story. End of story. Alhamdulillah. All life long, pray one salah presented to Allah in His court. That Allah, this salah, khalis, pure, was for you. Allah say that due to that one salah, I will open the doors of paradise for you. But it's so difficult to present that, my brothers. It would be so difficult on that day that we can present such a deed that is purely for Allah's sake. I'm telling you the truth. Very difficult, extremely difficult. That in that amal is just lillahiyat, just for Allah's sake. Very difficult to do that. But it's very easy at the same time. If you go and sit with such a wali Allah, whose action is this, that he does actions for the sake of Allah, then automatically you also will learn that. You will start to do deeds for Allah's sake. Another good piece of news on top of that. That if you go to a wali Allah's company for this ni Allah, that Allah, he does deeds for your sake, Allah, this wali Allah, Allah, this sheikh, he practices with sincerity as ikhlas, he does them for your sake, and all his amala for your sake, and you have yaqeen in that, subhanallah, you have belief in that, say subhanallah, you have yaqeen Allah, that he's a wali Allah, Allah gave him that rank and status, because he's got ikhlas, otherwise he wouldn't be wali Allah. Doesn't matter what people in the world say, because they are friends and enemies of the wali of Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many enemies he had? People and even his extended family were enemies against him. They said wasteful things, they were friends of his as well, there were people who were willing to give their whole life, and there were those who wanted to take his life, unfortunately. So don't worry about these things, there's always positive and negative forces. But what we need to look at is, we observe that this individual, this wali, this friend of Allah, he's doing all of his actions for Allah's sake. He's got ikhlas, he's got sincerity. So if he's doing everything for Allah's sake, then, and subhanAllah, if I don't do this, but he does this, then let me sit with him so that his personality can rub off onto me. So my amal also will become deeds of sincerity. And if you have this passion and this jazb, that Allah Ta'ala allows that passion of the sheikh to rub off onto the student. So all you have to do is have his sohbat and company, then ikhlas will also start to come into your actions as well. And then another good piece of news on top of that even if ikhlas doesn't come into you, but due to your niyyah of imitating that sheikh, then Allah says, I will transform your deeds to the deeds of ikhlas. Even if it doesn't come into you, just due to your niyyah. Allah says that this is how I value the company of my beloveds. So we are lazy, I speak about myself, I have no good deeds, no good actions, but at least I should do this. I should look for a pious people and say salam alaikum to him, sit down in his company, try to learn from him. At least have a gathering with him, meet with him, dhikr majlis, okay, I'll go there, I'll sit in his gathering and I'll benefit from his company. Sometimes say salam alaikum to him. Even these small things, these will benefit us in the akhirah. I tell you this. These ibadat, if we obtain them, then they are very great deeds indeed. So let's learn that Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, this is the effect of his sohbat. Alhamdulillah, just by imitating, we will benefit, because we couldn't be like him. We couldn't be walis of Allah. We can't become pious. We don't have the good qualities. May Allah forgive. I'm full of sins. I'm full of deficiencies. I'm just sharing myself with you. But this is the situation. But at least I had a bit of sohbat for some time with my teacher, and I'm hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will give us some success with that. So sohbat, the barakat of sohbat, of company, such a great thing. Allah has given us the night of Jummah, the night of Arafah, good news, that good news of Jannah for those people. Then Allah has given us the amal, the action. What amal has Allah given to us? What a great reward. The Allah Ta'ala states that when my believers assemble, gather together and do my dhikr, I love their action so much. Yes. This is not the exact words of the hadith, I'm just sharing the meaning of the hadith with you. That whatever Allah Ta'ala likes, then He will mention that specifically. Allah says, I like the action so much, dhikrullah, they've come, they've gathered together, they have no other objective of the world, they're sitting together just for one reason, one purpose, this dhikrullah here for a little while, we'll sit here as well and do dhikrullah. Allah says, when I see such a jamaat, such a group of people, I like it so much, this jamaat, this group of people, this assembly, I love them so much, then I don't see who's sinful and who's wrong and who's this and that. Allah says, I don't look for the deficiencies. I look at the gathering that these people collectively have come with this niyyah that will sit and will remember Allah, such a great name of Allah. Allah says, they become so beloved to me, that I also feel at that time, Allah says, that my beloved angels, that I sit amongst those select angels and I mention those people by name. So at least make your iman that you've yaqeen in this hadith. That when you do dhikr in the morning, this will happen. When you do dhikr in the evening, this will happen. After dhuhr, you'll do that, this will happen. After asr, you do dhikr, it will happen. After maghrib, whenever you do it, and you'll see the house sad. One person asked me that after maghrib, you don't do dhikr. I said, yes, there is. I said, he said, no. That I said that there's Jamaat doing dhikr behind me. I said, there's no dhikr. This is Allah's fazl at that time that He gets us together. That subhanAllah, always there's dhikr occurring. Always. It's collective. 5-6 brothers together. MashaAllah, and they sat behind me, so they're doing dhikr, and then that is a jamaat, that's a gathering of people. Allah's reward also will descend at that time. Allah Ta'ala, He subhanAllah is sitting in His own majlis and mentioning those people. Amongst His select and beloved angels, He's mentioning those people who are doing dhikr on the earth. So the walis of Allah, Hazrat Sahib Usa, my sheikh said this, that you keep wandering around when you see that there's a wali Allah sitting and doing, reading Quran in the masjid, even praying nafil, then just sit there silently and sit behind him and do dhikrullah. You do your work, you do your actions. Subhanallah, just get together, whoever there, a few people. So if you see, for example, there's a person praying salah, you sat there behind him, and then we sat there, we don't need to go anywhere, it's 10 minutes, I'll sit behind the teacher, that becomes a gathering, 3, 4, 5, 6 students, great, name is to Allah, that person's earning, that immediately Allah Ta'ala says, then I also establish my majlis in the heavens, that time. So we should do this. These are the points, my friends, that if we do amal on these points, alhamdulillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so merciful and gracious on the believer at that time. We say, oh, I can't pray the hujud. What's the benefit of doing this? I can't do this and that. I'm not pious. I can't keep the fast. Brothers, just do these actions. Alhamdulillah. I know we are weak people, but what is hard about doing this action? Remembering Allah. How hard is it to remember Allah? One thing is that we don't have yaqeen on these points. We don't have certainty. Such a great and vast hadith, but we don't have yaqeen, you people, that Allah Ta'ala will do our dhikr in His majlis in the heavens. Imagine. And the reality, what a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given. Great reward Allah Ta'ala has given that on the night of Arafah, which is the greatest day of the year, in that day Allah is sitting in the heavens, and along with us Allah is establishing His own gathering with His angels, and mentioning us. Subhanallah, I will say this is such a night, the reward that we've attained, that there's no reward that can compare to this. And 100%, I'm so enjoying this that I've gone into Jannah with the fadl of Allah. I will say that I've succeeded. Due to this, we should have believed with the, may Allah Ta'ala allow and rain down the mercies onto the grave of my sheikh. Otherwise, how would we have attained this? I'm so happy that I have attained success and Allah will give Jannah that on the night of Arafah, that I'm sitting here and the whole world is decorated and there's a storm brewing in the world right now. Spiritually, there's a storm in the world. Due to such a barakah day of Arafah, the night before that. So at that time, Allah is mentioning us in His select majlis. He's mentioning us because we're sat in Bolton. We're not sat in Arafah. We're not in Mina. No, we are doing that action due to which Arafah was created, due to which Hajj was made, due to which Mina was made, due to which Muzdalifah was made. All of these places, Allah said, I made them and manufactured them because so my dhikr can be performed there. Look at the Quran. All these places where there's a light descending, Allah said, I made it just so that my dhikr is performed at these places. Nothing else. Do dhikr here, do dhikr there, do dhikr there. Allah says, I want to see every place that my dhikr is being performed. So at that time, we are sat in Bolton in the masjid doing dhikrullah. The same action, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now, how should we be grateful to Allah, my brothers? Morning and evening, we have a majlis. Sit in this majlis 5-10 minutes. What difference does it make to you? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes? So how much Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy and grace on us, that at least do this, there's such a great majlis, gathering the morning and evening, Allah has given us reward. No restriction, nothing. There's no register. What do we need to do? All we need to do is that pray salah, wherever you are, sit the side, at the back, and get up. And if you have to depart earlier, leave earlier. No problem. Not that definitely you should be a murid or a student. No game, no precondition. This is dhikrullah. This is the remembrance of Allah. You should come and make your niyyah and take the fruit, the reward of your niyyah. However big is your bowl, that subhanAllah, how does Allah Ta'ala distribute the goodness in these gatherings of dhikr? When Allah distributes the goodness and rewards, for example, somebody is distributing food and they say that bring your bowl or plate. Some people bring big pots and they take a lot of food. When there's food being distributed, some people bring big pots. That, for example, if there's a lion, then he'll bring a big pot and a big cauldron that at least I can put more rice and I can take more food if I need it, I'm hungry. Because he has yaqeen, that if I take the bigger pot, it'll be full. Because this is the court of the sakhi, the generous person. So take a bigger pot. So don't you have yaqeen in Allah? Allah says that my majlis is established, my dhikr is being performed. So it's a great big heart, bring a big heart. The more your heart is big, Allah says, I'll put the rahmah, mercy inside it. So that's why you need to have a heart and make a niyyah. We're going to the majlis gathering. Wallah, we should have a clean heart. What we're going to earn from there, the khairat, the goodness of Allah. When? Morning, early morning, mashallah. The person who early morning attains Allah's khairat before the sun rises. Fajr time for the mu'mineen, the believers. Tell me, the Fajr time before the sun rises and he comes with a big heart, there's no malice, no hatred, no enmity, no gossip mongering, and that heart full of love, and he's going to Allah's home. And he's going to remember Allah, heart full of love. The more love and the passion and the yearning you have, and you've emptied of the sins, Allah says, put into his heart all the khairat, the goodness at this time in the morning. Imagine how his day will be so fruitful and blessed. Imagine that person, so many ni'mas and rewards, and Allah will save him from tragedies, Allah will save him from illnesses, his children, his offspring, his family, such tragedies and calamities, Allah will save him, that were going to happen from the during the day, spiritually, physically, that in the day, there's storm around us everywhere, always there's problems and distress and issues, we are living in such a world, so what's the protection? Allah says, this is the protection from all the problems. So will you come, brothers? Yes, all I can do is tell you and share with you what I've learned from the pious predecessors. I'm sharing with you, and I've experienced this in my life, that verily, that the goodness in the world at Fajr time, mashallah, makes you enjoy the rest of the day. This is Allah's promise. Whoever comes in the morning to me, Allah says, and takes the khairat, Allah says, then I'm responsible for the rest of his day, his family, his children, his business, everything in the world, because he's that person. Subhanallah. All the angels stand and say, Allah, this man, he prayed Fajr, and he did Fajr with your dhikr. For whom? Allah says, you've established the world for him. Allah Ta'ala says, I've established the world for my dhikr. That Allah says, there's no other reason for me to establish this world. The world is established, Allah says, every human being in the world, every creation, the leaves, the trees, everything that's living in the world, every creature, he's come to the world. Allah says, no other action. One action, Allah says, just remember me, that's it. That's it. That's what your creator, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, great prophet of Allah. And his greatest miracle Allah gave to him. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam had such a melodious voice. Some people Allah gives dhikr and a melodious voice, subhanAllah. Two ni'mas, one is dhikr, and some people their voice is not that good. But some people Allah has given them dhikrullah, and on top of that Allah gives them melody, beautiful tone, beautiful dhikr that they recite. Just like Lahni Dawoodi. So do dhikr with enjoyment. The more sweet is your voice, the more sweet Allah will instill into your dhikr. So Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, he demonstrated that. One Nabi Allah created, that do my dhikr, and do it with a sweet, melodious voice, Dawood, that do it nicely and make the people enjoy. So when Dawood alayhi salam used to do dhikrullah, then he had this special quality. All the creatures, the birds and the leaves and the plants would do dhikr with him at the same time. The creatures. So this is also a great achievement. So if you get such a dhikr, beautiful verses and beautiful melody and loud, say subhanallah. What a great ni'mah. So will you come, brothers? Inshallah, mashallah, well done. Try hard. Sleepiness will come. Then wake up in the morning with dhikr. Even if it's 10 minutes, you come at least 5 minutes, sit down. It's not necessary you have to sit the whole thing. But Allah then will make you used to it and make you sit the whole gathering. Allah knows best your love. The more love you have for Allah, then I will give you more. So whoever... that a person who starts disliking dhikr or hates dhikr and feels distressed during dhikr, he wants to run away from dhikr, then consider that Allah is unhappy with that person. This is hadith. This is hadith. Allah is unhappy. Why? Because in his heart he has opposition to dhikr. Ajib hadith I read today. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't give tawfiq to the zalims to do dhikr, the unjust people. Allahu Akbar. Ajib, I was amazed when I read this hadith. That the zalims, the oppressors, the unjust people, Allah doesn't give them tawfiq to do his dhikr. The zalims, imagine this. Think about this. Zalim is he who disobeys Allah. Zalim who does zulm on his nafs, on his soul, on his body, boogers, spiritually, internally, he has hatred and jealousy against people. Allah says, zalims, people like this, the biggest, you can say, punishment for that person is that he starts disliking dhikr, he hates dhikr, he has khawf for dhikr, he has fear for dhikr, and he doesn't want to do dhikr. He has bad feelings about dhikr, he has more anger against dhikr. He says, I don't want to, the more dhikr I do, the more I go downhill. He says, Allah, may you forgive and save us from this calamitous feeling. Do dua to Allah. Allah save us from this negativity against dhikr. These are signs of hypocrisy. But today, a person who's on dhikr, the lesson, mashallah, a new brother must have come to this gathering. Oh, I enjoyed it. I'll try to go again tomorrow. That's it. He's attained the success, that person. But this is a sign. Allah says that this is the sign of my beloved, that whoever has love for my dhikr, he is my beloved. He doesn't look that, for example, I need to say a dream or I need to do this. And he says, oh, let me go back again. So when you have love for Allah, you say, oh, I enjoyed that gathering of dhikr. I didn't know it was that enjoyable in the majlis, in the gathering. I thought, well, I used to just pass by there regularly, but I sat down today and I enjoyed it. Then consider that he has attained success, that person. Okay, so let's do dhikr a little while. Recite the rushi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين یا اللہ ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہ کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ آج کی ساری برکات ہمیں نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما، پوری امت کی بخشش فرما، یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما، جن بیماروں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہمیں ان کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، یا اللہ تمہاری تکلیفوں کو دور فرما، ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں معرفت نصیب فرما، عرفان نصیب فرما، ایمان یقین فرما، یقین نصیب فرما، ایقان نصیب فرما، یا اللہ نبی پاک میں محبت نصیب فرما، آپ کی سنتوں سے محبت نصیب فرما، آپ کو سچا عاشق بنا، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔